Oh, it's such a beautiful night, St. Paul, Minnesota, perfect summer night. It's just the night of all nights. I speak for myself. I can't speak for you here in front of the grandstand where, as a child, I watched the Offenhauser cars race down the straightaway past here. I saw Joey Chitwood and his auto thrill show driving late model Fords and leaping over ramps over other Fords and rolling across. I saw a man dive from a high tower up above into an enormous wet sponge. I saw a slack rope walker. I saw Buster Keaton do falls. He was in his mid-80s, and he was out here on this stage here at the Minnesota State Fair, all of these great acts, and to see a young woman from Anoka, Minnesota, who made it big in the opera world, come and sing on this stage. It just all completes it for me. So many new things here at the fair this year. There's a grief counseling booth for people who feel overweight.
Why did I eat those cheese curds and four corn dogs and cotton candy, sweetheart?
Don't worry about it.
You're okay. Tomorrow's You're another okay. day.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
They do a tattoo removal.
Hey, man, I got this spider web on my face. Oh. I was so drunk. Oh, Could you help me, please?
Yeah. Hold still.
Okay.
There's a Lutheran fortune-telling booth just out the back of the grandstand.
Yeah, all right, let's see what's going on. Oh, I see a cold winter for you, but I don't think the schools are going to close, no? I think you'll be happy, especially if you eat less and volunteer more.
All right.
And, I think you're going to take a little vacation this winter, and I recommend you leave the water running a little so the pipes don't freeze.
All right.
Okay. And a college tuition is going to go up, your kids are going to ignore your advice and go their own way, and there's not much you can do about it, okay? Oh, and I'd check my motor oil if I were you.
I'm going to do that.
Okay, good. That's
there is a booth right here in the grandstand on your way out. You'll be able to check it out, where you can get GPS monitors for your car. One has Hillary Clinton's voice.
That route you are taking is not an easy route. But I believe that persistence will enable you to reach your goal. And that this experience is one that you will learn from. Thank you.
And the other GPS monitor has Donald Trump on it.
Okay, I got to tell you, you are so lost, okay? What a loser. I can't believe how many wrong turns you've made, okay? If I were driving this car, believe me, I would have been there 2 hours ago. So sad. So sad.
Labor Day, very important here in Minnesota, so the Minnesota State Fair is big for us. Marks the end of allergy season. And it's the beginning of flu season. Turn the other way when you do that. Sometimes the two can overlap for a few days, and don't do that here on a stage. People are paid admission here to come in here. You don't want to see that. It's the end of canning season. Eat what you can what you can't, and it's the beginning of marching band. And in every town, there is a clarinet practicing. Work on it, honey. And the tuba, somebody working on the tuba. They haven't played it all summer. Bass drum, Lutheran tempo. There it is. It's the beginning of Native American summer. It's also the big weekend for the last of the garage sales. Your last chance to buy Jell-O molds. Lutheran church cookbook selling for 10 cents a pound.
There you go.
Metal detector, that works. Yep, that works. Polka mix cassette tapes over there. Very good. Got your duck calls there. Got your weed whackers. And soon after the fall season comes the season that folks out at Hazelden call the busy season. And days get shorter, except for Thanksgiving, which if you spend it with your family, is going to be a very, very long day. So. A lot of people move away in November for that very reason. They go to Arizona. They live in senior communities down there. Everyone who's around you has prostate problems,
or hip or knee problems, and or all of them, you know, all at once. So
yeah, I'm supposed to go in a week from Thursday, I think, to see the doctor. I forget. Say, what is that flower that grows on a branch with big thorns on it, huh?
Rose.
Rose. Hey, Rose, when do I go to the doctor?
Yeah. Or they go down to Florida every year. A few people find out that alligators can travel at speeds of up to 40 miles per hour. There you go.
He's got my golf bag. Get him it. Use your 7-iron.
You know, compared to being eaten by an amphibian, snow shoveling does not seem that bad to me. No, it does not. So I'm going to stick around. Hope you do, too. And either way, hope to see you next year at the Minnesota State Fair.